Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
It was like a massive success. Within a few minutes, we traded the first product. And since then, even today, the crypto underlying are the most priced underlying within our internal agile platform.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, V-E-S-T-R.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.
Thank you. I'm here with Joost Burgerhout and Harry Benchimol from Marex Financial Products. Maybe you guys can introduce yourself. Let's start with Joost.
Yes, my name is Joost Burgerhout. I joined Marex in 2019 to set up Marex Financial Products. We joined with a bunch of guys with a background at Commerzbank, essentially to set up a brand new issuer in this already crowded market, and the only one that is not dependent on a bank or a bank's balance sheet in any way.
So you issue off on balance sheet, but not as a bank.
Yes, we issue everything.
That's unique, I would say.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's been around, 10, 12 years that we haven't seen any new issuers entering the market.
My name is Harry Benchimol, and I joined Marex at the very beginning 2017 to build the Marex solutions. I'm in charge of what we call the derivative engine. So basically, it's the quant, the trading, and the structuring team.
Excellent. Thank you. So who are your typical clients and how do you help them in their day-to-day business?
So our typical clients are all sorts of professional investors and up, and that ranges from wealth managers, IFAs, family offices, small investment funds, pension funds, and bigger institutionals as well. How do we help them? Providing efficient access to all sorts of markets through the issuance of notes and certificates on a tailor-made basis.
Obviously, there's many, many clients that you deal with, but has there been some specific interesting challenge that you had to resolve or you actually took on voluntarily that you wanted to solve for your client in the last year that may be interesting for the listeners?
Yes, if I have to pick one, I will say that our biggest challenge last year was our crypto initiative. We wanted to give to our client exposure to that new asset class. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have within a financial, it's a financial company, right? So we had to convince and educate people internally about what is cryptocurrency, what is blockchain, etc. So just to give an example, that's a fact. Yeah. When you tell to people that if you send Bitcoin to the wrong address, you cannot take it back. I mean, it's quite different to the SWIFT system, right? So it took months to educate.
Mistrade
people.
Is difficult.
Exactly. So it's quite different from the traditional equity structured product world. But we managed to do it at the end. So
do you want to elaborate a little bit what that certificate is? Because I think it's quite interesting and I don't think many people tried it but have not managed to do it.
Yeah, so maybe let me give you a background of what we did in the crypto since the beginning. Actually, back in 2018, we were the first actually issuer testing the issuance of a structured product into the Ethereum blockchain. Then we stopped a bit because after the crash on cryptocurrency, etc., we didn't get any demand from our clients. And then in January 2021, with all the news around cryptocurrencies, we decided actually to manufacture an autocallable on Bitcoin. It was just a test. Say, okay, let's see the appetite from our clients.
So you took a traditional payout, but you linked it to the...
Exactly. So we start with Bitcoin only. Okay. So we replace the classic autocallable on Nestlé, Novartis, Roche, and we put Bitcoin instead. So given the volatility of that asset, yield enhancement product offer very high coupon and interesting downside protection. So it was like a massive success. Within a few minutes, we traded the first product. And since then, even today, the crypto underlying are the most priced underlying within our internal agile platform. So since January, we have extended our offering to more product and more underlying. It includes the famous Bitcoin cash and carry trade, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Just of interest, I mean, out of the most known cryptocurrencies, which one gives you the highest yield right now, would you say, in an autocallable?
We do not offer yet all cryptocurrency at an autocall format, but Right now, I would say if you have to choose between Bitcoin and ETH, it's going to offer a higher yield right now. So the volatility is higher.
Interesting.
But yeah, we
would love to see how the volatility curve of that thing looks like.
Exactly. And then if you want to go for a really high yield, you can always trade the worst stuff on Bitcoin and Ethereum.
Oh, then you're really going for it. Yes. Okay. Now, obviously, cryptos have a slightly different risk profile than, let's say, Novartis or other normal equities. How do you look at the risk? Is there a different way how you approach that from a risk management point of view from your side?
So actually, you're going to be surprised. No, the answer is no. I mean, we have a team of 10 experienced traders, specialists of derivatives and risk management of complex products. And our team is fully cross-asset. They trade on a single day. They can trade Lombard, WTI, as well as S&P. We consider actually the Bitcoin as any other underlying with obviously a much higher volatility.
There's very little market in the sense of optionality that you can
actually
trade.
the option market has developed quite a while, and you can find actually on the IDB market, on the broker market, but as well on many platforms, a way to hedge the volatility of the vega of all our products. So yes, to mitigate the risk of our structured product book on crypto, we enter some hedges, Vanilla option, call and puts, listed instrument. We trade futures and spots. So actually, it's very similar. The Bitcoin or the cryptocurrency we're trading are very liquid, trading few billions every day. Yeah. And the option market actually is quite liquid as well, as long as you stay within the most popular or liquid cryptocurrencies.
Oh, excellent. Thank you. I did not know that. Is there other products that you you're looking to potentially? You mentioned the cash and carry. I think that's probably one interesting one. I don't know who of you two of you would like to talk about it, because I think that's probably the one that is very unique to what you have done. And cash and carry means to most people they go to a shop, pay cash, and carry it out. But that's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, so we wanted to allow our client to benefit from the difference between the Bitcoin spot price and future price, and actually on Ethereum as well. And we package it into a security, into a structured product, generating a fixed return without any exposure to the Bitcoin price movements.
Yeah, I think maybe we have to quickly, not everybody will exactly know why was there such a big difference between the cash and the future?
Actually, the recent growth of the Bitcoin has generated interest in derivatives, and people were actually wanting to leverage themselves, in particular on the retail side. So they were buying the futures instead of buying the cash price. On top of that, many entities are unable to get exposure to the Bitcoin price directly. So they cannot buy the spot, hold and store the cryptocurrencies. Or to have exposure to that, they can only buy derivative instead. So they are buying the future. And the last point is, like many cryptocurrencies players, are lending Bitcoin to get US dollar. So to hedge that, the counterparty actually need to sell the Bitcoin spot and to buy the future. So all those 3 points actually were actually, that's why actually really the basis was quite wide.
And how did the clients react to that idea? I mean,
maybe add to that last point. We've seen that the only ETF launched tracking Bitcoin was launched on futures as well.
Yeah.
So obviously they moved up the futures curve quite heavily, because that's the only way you could actually get the exposure.
They could only
to
buy the listed product, not
correct.
Underlying cash.
Yeah. So how did clients react to this product? The interest was just overwhelming. This is the only product I've ever seen that was pretty much sold out before its launch. There was way more demands than we could offer. We issued the first tranches in May last year, maturity of around 4 months. They all redeemed at 100% plus their coupons in September, and we had even more investors waiting for the second round of investments.
And was that fixed yield expected when you did this, or was it depending on what you could?
No, it was a fixed yield. So the investor would enter into a transaction where they would pay 100% on day one, and at maturity be redeemed, guaranteed 100% plus a return.
Wow. But unfortunately, you mentioned that opportunity has gone slightly out of the market.
Right now it's gone, but we are monitoring it daily.
Yeah,
and
I could imagine it might come back.
We'll be ready
again
as soon as it's back.
And did you work with somebody? I mean, I think, was that part when you started also working on your relationship partnership with Coinbase?
Yes. So we announced recently our partnership with Coinbase. So Coinbase is our main custodian to store all cryptocurrency and as well our main liquidity provider. So we believe that we have complementary strength. So we both share the ambition of transforming the market, opening new innovative and helpful solutions in a fast moving world. And our competence of manufacturing derivatives with Coinbase expertise on cryptocurrencies, I'm sure will bring that new asset class to the next level.
Now, I mean, you have been very innovative, but so far your structured products are mainly, I call them static structured products, auto-callable, anything else. Are there any other plans to offer more actively managed products on these kind of assets?
Absolutely, absolutely. So on the crypto space, we've seen the auto-callable products, both on Bitcoin and Ethereum. We've seen the cash and carry trades. We can issue Delta One certificates, which are, as you mentioned, static as well. So they can track any sorts of coins. And the next step, which will be coming out soon, will be actively managed certificates tracking cryptos. And that's obviously thanks to our partnership with Coinbase as well, meaning someone managing a certificate will be able to trade in and out on a daily basis on a pretty large pool of cryptos or tokens.
Wow. Okay, that's very interesting to know. Maybe in general, not just crypto, but you know, decentralized finance. You seem to be really pushing into that and trying to make your client give access to that one, because it's not, as we discussed, it's not that easy to get access. You can't. Some people shy away from buying the cash; they can only buy the future and things like this. I mean, I presume you work on other ideas. How do you do that in general to give access to that kind of market, and how can they benefit from it?
Yeah, so DeFi, decentralized finance, is a very hot topic, and we see a lot of interest in that new ecosystem. So that ecosystem aims to like almost recreate traditional finance systems, and we see a lot of clients asking us actually how that want to get access, but they cannot buy the coin directly, etc., etc. So to get exposed to that DeFi ecosystem, we are launching a DeFi tracker to replicate actually the top 10 smart contract enabled blockchain that were DeFi and the top 10 DeFi project built using blockchain technology.
Wow, okay. Exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to that one. What other trends do you see, or what challenges you see for you, your industry at this point in time?
Quite a lot. I mean, what we've managed to establish here at Marex in I'd say a relatively short space of time is the complete automation of the issuance of a structured product. The typical article on Nestle, Russian Novartis, or Apple, Amazon, Facebook is a click and trade. Now, with documents generated automatically, we've moved into the first step of cryptos now with the first range of products, and we're looking to expand this further and further. So our mission at Marex is really to provide innovation to the industry. AMCs on cryptos will be a big one, and obviously if we're looking at crypto or the blockchain, there's two elements. One is the asset class, and the other one is the technology. And obviously we're looking very strongly into the underlying technology and how that can be used in the future of structured products.
Now, you know, it seems to me, you know, you live and breathe basically structured products day in, day out. You know, is there one common myth, because you know, structured products, everybody seems to have an opinion about it, but doesn't really know so much about it. You know, is there one common myth about your industry that you would like to debunk?
Well, I think one common myth is it's more about derivatives. I think we mentioned this earlier in the discussion. Warren Buffett referred to them as weapons of mass destruction. I think if a derivative is used correctly, and that's typically the case in a structured product, it's a real addition to the portfolio, It enhances the risk profile of an investor's portfolio, and ultimately that's our mission, providing our investors with good returns, and structured products definitely have a place in anyone's portfolio.
Now, one question I always ask everybody, and you're not going to get around it: what are you up to? You can only say one favorite finance movies and why.
I think I have to go with the classic here. It's going to be Wall Street.
Okay.
I mean, good old Gordon Gekko. The quotes are just not beaten by anyone so far.
Yeah, I think I can still to this day drive my wife mad with quoting them.
Exactly.
Now, last thing is obviously, you know, if anybody's interested in your help, in your knowledge, and how do they contact you best?
So we can be reached on several email addresses, hello@marexfp.com or crypto@marexfp.com, through our website, marexfp.com, and through social media on the Marex Solutions on LinkedIn.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Stefan.
Nalu FM Finance Podcast. Insight into the financial markets.
This podcast is powered by Vesta, the engine behind active management. Vesta is a Switzerland-based fintech startup that provides software for issuers of actively managed certificates to automate their value chain fully. Visit Vesta, VESTR.com, to schedule a meeting with an expert and to learn more about Vesta.